If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Excellent, thank you. We're all very confused. Listeners are confused. I'm confused. What is going on with this announcement about iTunes? What is happening?
Well, Apple had their, just to give a little context here, Apple had their developers conference yesterday, and basically what they do is they set out their software plans for the various forms and types of software that they include with all their gadgets and everything. And in fact, the iTunes announcement was a tiny little part of the whole massive developer release of all the new iOS's and OS's and all that sort of tech stuff, which I'll go into great detail on Thursday about. But basically, what Apple have done is that they have finally, after 18 years, killed iTunes. iTunes was the store, the storefront to all their music, all their videos, everything, all the podcasts, everything that they did. And truth be told, over the last couple of years, it's just become a bloated, difficult to manage mess for the most part. So effectively, yesterday, they announced the end of iTunes in its current form. And to keep things really simple, what they've done is create three new apps, and that will replace what iTunes does. They've created an Apple Music app, which already exists, funny enough, on iOS. So iTunes lived on macOS, on your computer. So Apple Music will include all the music that you've bought and downloaded and ripped from your legally purchased CDs back in the day. So nothing changes from that point of view other than all your music will live in an Apple Music app, which has everything that you had before. As well, if you subscribe to Apple Music streaming, will allow you to stream all the 50-odd million tracks that Apple has on the Apple Music app. So they say it's going to be super fast and super clean and super easy to use, which is brilliant. I think that's what they needed. They're also going to create something called the Apple Podcast app. Again, that existed on iOS on your iPhone, and you'll be able to keep all your podcasts that you've downloaded, and they'll all sort of pop up there and live in that spot. And then the last, and this is the huge thing that's coming in the next couple of months. It's already here. It exists. Not for South Africa yet. Let's see if it comes. The third app that will replace iTunes and take over all your video content and all your music, movie streaming and any movies you bought through iTunes will live in the Apple TV app. Now, I've been using the Apple TV app, and that's a topic of its own in terms of how it aggregates all your streaming services like CBS and things like that, which you get in the US, but not here. It does not work with Netflix, which is a bit of a challenge. But anyway, so all your video stuff will live in that. What is interesting is both in the Apple Music app and in the Apple TV app, you will still have the option to buy products. So if you're dead set in owning your music, you can do it in the Apple Music app. And if you're dead set to own video, cannot understand why anyone would want to own a video right now if you can stream it for a monthly fee as many times as you want. And download it and keep it downloaded to watch on a plane, for example, in the Apple TV app. One question that people might get a little confused of, they used to back up and update and see their hardware, their iPods and their phones and everything in the iTunes app. Well, what they've done is in the new release of macOS, they're going to build that straight into what is called the Finder. So your Finder is where all your hard drives are, all your files are, all your apps live. You'll be able to simply plug in your phone and it'll show up there as a separate device. You can back it up. You can update it. You can do everything you used to do in iTunes, which again, I think is a really smart, clever and cleaner way to handle your hardware. All your hardware is in the operating system. All your music's in music. All your videos are in Apple TV and all your podcasts in Apple Podcasts. So hopefully that clears up the confusion for everyone.
And what was why did Apple do this? Just to, does this help non-Apple users as well? I guess it does.
Well, it absolutely does. You can download Apple Music on Android and on other places. So the reason they did that is that the whole focus of iTunes was selling music, selling videos, and allowing you to keep content organized in a sort of very, call it 2010 fashion. So it made sense in the day where downloading and streaming was actually very difficult. It was expensive, bandwidth limited. But we now live in an on-demand world. You connect it all the time. You have very high-speed networks globally, 5G coming. 4G is pretty fast anyway. You've got fiber in the home. So we live in a connected world where streaming makes much more sense. And the way that iTunes handled streaming was unbelievably clunky. It didn't really deal with it. It sort of made an attempt. And it had become, as I said, a bloated mess. There were too many functions. They were confusing. It was just a really badly grown app. In other words, in the beginning,
almost organically grown. It seems to be that it just evolved rather than was planned.
Well, absolutely. I think it just grew with the genres that they threw at it. It started with music. Then they thought, oh, why don't we add podcasts? Why don't we add video? And it just grew and became clumsy and difficult to work with. It was one of my certainly most hated apps on my Mac. I hardly used it. It drove me nuts. I used other platforms. So they've streamlined it, cleaned it up. In fact, that is something that I could see across all their products. They've actually forked iOS into Mac, into iPad OS to make the iPad more like a computer. So there's a lot of good, clean thinking going on at Apple, and they seem to have really understood that they needed to bring all their operating systems right up to date and maximize their use of the current technologies. And streaming music, streaming video has definitely become the way to do it. There's no other really smart way to consume that type of content. And their new apps do it in a clean, consistent way, and it's just much easier to work with than using the good old clunky iTunes. The thing is, this will only start coming. The betas are out for developers now. The public betas that you and I, anyone else who's a bit of a techie wants to fiddle, can start in July. And the final products, all these new OSs and apps and everything, will come out probably early September for sort of general use. So you've got time to enjoy your iTunes for the moment.
Right, if that's your thing. Time is 8:42. So you're going to be talking about this in detail Thursday at 11 o'clock?
Absolutely. Everything that was announced at Apple's developer conference, I'll go through it in semi-non-techie terms. I'll do my best. And just explain some of the significant announcements. And there were some amazingly significant announcements.
All right. So you can catch Stephen Ambrose 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Time is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 Chai FM.